The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she is found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, boys and girls, do come and join me again at the front, because I'm going to need some more help. So come up the front. Come and sit down then. Now, I need some help at the front this time. Really, from somebody who didn't help me last time. Perhaps three or four people who didn't come out the front last time. This is what we're going to do. All I'm going to do, first of all, is ask you again what your name is. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, do you know what the name Rebecca means?
No.
No. No, fair enough. Does Rebecca's mummy know what the name Rebecca means? Where is she? She's outside. Oh, well, we can't ask her then. Well, does my Rebecca know what Rebecca means? In our little book, which Peter Lindop lent us, it means, what was it again? To secure, to make safe. That's a lovely name, isn't it? To make safe. And is there a verse that goes with it, aren't you, Rebecca? Yeah. "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him." It's a lovely verse, isn't it, to go with the name Rebecca? That's great. Now then, do you know what your name is?
Yes.
You do? Good. What do you want to tell us?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. And do you know what the name Elizabeth means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
God has sworn.
God has sworn. God has promised. God keeps his word. That's really terrific, isn't it, to know that? We can trust God's word. Have you got a verse to go with that one, Auntie Rebecca or Mummy? For nothing is impossible with God. That's what the angel said to Elizabeth. For nothing is impossible with God. That's great, isn't it? To believe God's promises. God will make us secure. Believe God's promises. Nothing is impossible with God. Now, anybody else want to tell me what their name is? Yes. What's your name?
Rachel.
And do you know what Rachel means? Do we know what Rachel means? Means lamb. That's lovely, isn't it? We like lambs in Wales. But we won't eat you. Well, it's a lovely name. Is there a verse that goes with that one? And Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Do you want to tell us your name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Do you know what Daniel means?
No.
No, no. Do we know what Daniel means? Vindicated. How do I explain vindicated? Shown to be right. Shown to be right. God is on your side. He will vindicate you. He will show you to be in the right, even when people say bad things about you. That's good, isn't it? Well, those are lovely names with lovely meanings. Now, do you know what the name Jesus means? Yes, Rhys.
Does it mean Saviour?
It does mean Saviour. That's right. God our Saviour. Or God saves. Did you notice what the angel said to Joseph in our reading from the Bible? He said, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is our Savior. He saves us from our sins. Now, how does Jesus save us from our sins? How does he do it? Yes, Rachel. He died on the cross. That's the amazing thing about Christmas, isn't it? That God, the God who made the world, left the glory of heaven, and then he was born as a helpless baby so that he could be our Savior, so that he could live a perfect life and then die on the cross in our place to take the punishment for our sins. That's the amazing thing about Christmas. God has given us a Savior. And so the most important question any of us can ask this Christmas is God my Savior? Do you know, do I know that Jesus has saved me from my sins, that he's taken the punishment from my sins so that I can be forgiven and so that I can be friends with God? And that's what I long for all of you children and for everyone else here this morning, that we would all know that Jesus has saved us from our sins and made us friends with God. Well, I really pray that will be so for all of us this Christmas. Thank you for your help, and thank you for listening.